Rock and Roll Geek Show 978.
Still rocking after all these years.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
This is it, the show that started it all. Often imitated, but never equal. From San Francisco, USA, online since 2004, is the one and only Rock and Roll Geek Show. With the original rock and roll geek, Michael Butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Friday, March 27th, 2020, and it is 6:13 p.m. when I'm doing this episode. I am up in the mountains of Trinity County. Been up here for almost a week. I got here on, if you've listened to Mad at Dad, you probably already heard this, but I got here, if you didn't, I'm telling you again. I got here last Friday around midnight, and I've been here almost a week, and I am very much enjoying it. And I'm doing the podcast from my little studio up here. We have a nice little house in the mountains, and up the hill, you got to walk up these little steps, and up the hill is my little podcast studio, which I'm finally getting going. I have not really put anything on the walls yet, so it could be a little bit echoey in here. Only thing I have on the wall so far is the turkey tail fan that I killed the turkey. My wife got it mounted for me, and that's hanging on the wall. The next thing that's going on the wall is a Cheap Trick at the Fillmore from Tuesday, April 28th, 1998, I think sent to me from Chris Capel, I believe, the rock and roll copywriter. Got a Pete Way framed photograph going to go on the wall soon. Other than that, there's really nothing in here. I have never done the show from the studio before, and I have no internet here. So you're going to have to just bear with me because my computer, which is this crappy fucking laptop that is useless. After the Mad at Dad, I had to normalize the audio because the Rodecaster, which, by the way, thank you again to the anonymous donor who sent me the money for this Rodecaster, because, friend, you are an angel sent from heaven. I wish I could say your name, but he chooses to be anonymous. Anyway, the Rodecaster records everything at a lower volume, so they say that's a feature, not a bug. And you have to normalize it when you post the thing, otherwise everybody's gonna have to turn it up really loud. Anyway, so I'm doing that, and I have no computer connected to the internet because we don't have internet. So I have this old laptop, which I am using my phone as a hotspot, and this laptop barely works. After the Mad at Dad, I had to normalize the Mad at Dad, and it took literally 2 hours to get the thing normalized and uploaded to send to my friend Dave Slusher. So I don't know how this is going to work. All the show notes here are on my phone. All the music is on my phone, except for two songs that I transferred to the Rodecaster, and couple of audio comments are on my phone as well, and I have to look at the show, my little outline of what I want to talk about on the phone, and so that's what we're going to do. So this could be a train wreck. I can probably guarantee you it's going to be a train wreck, but that's okay. It'll be a fun train wreck. I'm alive, friends, and I hope you're alive too. Let me take a sip of this fine Tecate to everybody who's out there. Everybody out there who's staying healthy inside. And if you're sick with the Corova, get well, friends. Got to beat this motherfucker. I don't know how long I can stay out of work. I can't stay out of work. I'm going back to the city on Sunday because this woman who was next in line on the job wants me there. Sick or no, or Corova or no Corova, she wants me there. So I'm going to go there. Apparently, painters are an essential business so far. So we'll see. I'm going to sneak over to her place, wear a mask and gloves, and tell her to stay the hell away from me so she doesn't give me the Corova and I don't give her the Corova. So, yeah. I wish I didn't have to go back on Sunday. I was hoping she would not have me. I was hoping she would tell me to stick it out another week and see if this thing blows over, because I was looking forward to hanging out here more. Turkey season starts tomorrow in California, and I was going to go scout out some turkey, but I still may. I got my upland game bird stamp today, so I may go out and try to bag a turkey tomorrow. I have to get there before dark, and it's about 45 to an hour minute drive from here, which I've never been. I talked to the guy at the store who sells the hunting and fishing licenses, and he told me where to go. So I may or may not go. I'm heading back on Sunday to San Francisco, hell of San Francisco. I don't know what it's going to be like there, because it was not good when I left, and I was a mental case when I left, and it's been beautiful here. It's just been fantastic, peaceful. We're walking the dogs in the woods. I'm looking out the window of my studio right now, and I'm looking at a mountain. I'm looking at a nice tree. There's a garden down below. My friend Mick Cripps, who plays in the Brutalists and used to be in LA Guns, and also played with him in the Plunkets. He's been sending me all kinds of doom and gloom shit, and I started freaking out and have been preparing for the end of the world. So I planted, the people we bought this place from, they already had like two sections of a four-tiered garden fenced in, dug up that area, planted, let's see, what did I plant? I planted Brussels sprouts, collard greens, onions, potatoes, carrots, radishes, and something else. Oh, snow peas. And also two blueberry bushes planted. We planted a cherry tree. So we're preparing for the end of the world here, friends. If the world's going to end, I cannot think of a better place I would rather be if it's going to end than up here in the mountains of Trinity County. Let's hope this fucking thing goes away soon, because I don't know about you, friends, but I ain't got much money left. I hope you're surviving. Fuck this. Let's get into a song, all right? I'm going to play something that was sent to me from my friend Alex Oliver from Bathroom Wall T-shirts, bathroomwall.co.uk, and maker of the Rock and Roll Geek clothing line. Just use the promo code ILOVEMICHAELBUTLER and get free shipping anywhere in the world. ILOVEMICHAELBUTLER.com. You can see all the Rock and Roll Geek clothing. Anyway, he sent me this. This is a band called Massive Wagons. Their last album might have been in my top five albums of 2008. Of 2018. Well, this is a brand new song. I may be doing an interview with the singer from this band. I'm not sure. I reached out to their manager and see how it goes. I don't really know what to ask them because I don't know much about the band. But here is Massive Wagons. This song is called In It Together. That's not the song. I see. We're already getting off to a wonderful start. All right. I think this is In It Together from Massive Wagons. If it's not, then hope you enjoy whatever it is.
I don't drink.
There you go. Massive Wagons, In It Together. I like that. It's a great tune. I think it might be a little distorted because I did it. I played it off the YouTube. So if it is distorted, my apologies, friends. All right. Let's thank people who have really helped this show. The most important people in the world, the producers of the Rock and Roll Geek Show. You, friends, who have donated to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. I know this thing is going to really fuck everybody up because I've already lost 10 Patreon people or almost or like eight to 10 Patreon people since last week. So maybe they thought the Andy Chernoff interview sucked and they said, fuck Butler, we're not donating anymore. But I got a feeling everybody's fucking terrified that they're going to not have any money. But the people who have donated, thank you, friends. It is much appreciated. By the way, first of all, I don't want to thank Benjamin Mueller. Donated $100 today, which Benjamin Mueller, thank you so much, friend. He says, happy hunting and stay frosty. And Rodney Cross also donated $100. So you two guys, in addition to the guy who donated the money for this Roadcaster, you guys are fucking angels. Everybody else who donated to the Rock, let me find some music playing here. This is a band called Black Smoke Trigger, sent to me by Paul Nikodin. He says, it's a good one from New Zealand, 7 out of 7, in my opinion, perhaps a track-by-track candidate, stay frosty. All right, so when I thank, during the donation segment, I'm going to, let's see how Black Smoke Trigger sounds. I have not ever heard this, okay, let's get it on the first one. I'm playing this from the Dropbox. So this could be a little bit of another train wreck. Let's see how it goes. All right. It's called Caught in the Undertow. Thank you, everybody, who donates to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. This show is a value for value. If you get any value for this, I ask that you please, in these hard, difficult, stress-filled times, if you can help out your friend Michael Butler, it would be much appreciated. You can go to patreon.com/rnrgeek, like Tim Shaw did. Tim Shaw donated $10. Thank you, Tim Shaw. Joe Pollack, my bodyguard, who also has an audio comment I'm going to play later on in the show, donated $6.66. Thank you, Joe Pollack. My podcast mentor and co-host of Mad at Dad, Dave Slusher, donates $5.55 every episode. By the way, Dave Slusher got himself a 3D printer, and he printed up these portable bidets. You screw them on a Coke bottle or any kind of a soda bottle, and you fill the soda bottle with water, and you screw this 3D printed bidet thing nozzle on it, and he said he will send one out post-pay to everybody who donates $100 to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. So thank you, Dave Slusher. I think one is going to be going out to Benjamin Mueller, and one should go out to Rodney Cross as well. So if Dave Slusher, if you're listening to this, send one out to all those guys. And I'll also send you the name. Anonymous donor, if you want me to send Dave Slusher your name and so he can send you out a bidet, I'll do that as well, friend. Rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. Thank you to Rodney Cross for the $5. Thank you to Jamie Jefford for the $5. Thank you to Ken Kennedy for the $5. Thank you to Grant Fahua for the $5. Little bit sounds like a little bit like Disturbed to me. Let's see what else we have here. Let's try You Can Have It All. You Can Have It All. Hear my phone? It's my phone. All right, you can have it. Thank you to Grant Fauqua for the $5. Thank you to Brian Springer for the $5. Thank you to my friend Michael Street for the $5. Thank you to Daniel Segan, $5. Robert Harvey, $5. Thank you to Brad Schick for the $5. Thank you to Dan Garawan for the $5. Thank you to my good friend Chiaki Hinohara for the $5. Host of the Metal Moment podcast and Japanese Metalhead show. Japan just canceled the Olympics. I'm fucking believing it. Thank you to Derek Coward of Comic Book Noise Podcast for the $3. Thank you to Kirk Crawford for the $3. Kirk Crawford, I take a sip of this fine Tecate to you, my friend. Ah. No refrigerator in the studio. I have my little RTIC cooler, soft-sided cooler, filled with Tecates and an ice pack. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not loving this music. Let me try it. Paul Nikodin, and I'm sorry. I'm going to try another one here. The Way I'm Wired. I'm not a fan of down-tuning, as you probably know. And that's down-tuning. That sounds like drop C. Thank you to Chad Burns for the $2.50. Thank you to Paul Rue for the $2.25. Thank you to Metal Dan for the $2. Thank you to Patrick Shanahan for the $2. Thanks to Mike Dixon for the $2. Matthew Hunt, $2. Thank you to Paul Underwood, maker of Underwood's Fine Barbecue Sauce, for the $2. Come on, shower me. Thank you to Eric Stowell for the $2. Thank you to Adrian Bashan for the $2. Thanks to Amy Bowen, Arnie Stash, Three Legs, Four Wheels, and John Richardson for the $1. Yeah. Paul Nikodin so far, this ain't doing it for me, friend. Let's try another one here. How about Paint the World on Fire? Seems fitting. All right, we'll Paint the World on Fire. Thank you to everybody who donated on PayPal. Let me just Paint the World on Fire again. Okay. All right. In addition to Benjamin Muller and Rodney Cross, Richard Fuse sent me $26.66. Thank you, Richard Fuse. Tim is a little bit better. Thank you to Tim Shaw for the $25. Thank you to Douglas Free for the $20. Thank you to Richard Fusey for the $20. No relation to Richard Fuse. Thank you to Tim Smith, the Rock and Roll Runner, for the $10. Thank you to Thomas Olson for the $10. A little like Helmet, maybe. It's the vocals. I can't deal with the vocals, man. It's a little Miles Kennedy, isn't it? But that's why rock and roll is so great, because everybody has their own taste. Thank you to, I think, Thomas Olson. All right, thank you again, Thomas Olson, for the $10. Thank you to BJ Lisco for the $10. Thanks to Ralph Miller, friend of mine and friend of the show, for the $10. Thanks to Jason Shepard, my friend, for the $10. Thank you to Chris Atherton for the $10. Thanks to Jeff and Sherry Thielicky for the $10. Thank you to Dave Franco for the $10. Thank you to Greg Long for the $10. James Venners, thank you for the $10. Todd Cunningham, $10. Thank you to Richard Strom for the $10. Thank you to Christopher Del Grande for the $5. Thank you to Jerry Carroll for the $5. Thank you to Peter Spark for the $5. Blake Johnson, $5. Dale Roller for the $5. Thank you to Benjamin Muller for another $5 in addition to the $100. Oh. Hold on a second. Thank you to Dick. Oh, let me just pause this here. Dick. Let me see if I can do this now. Dick. Let me see here. Thank you to, is this him? Hello? Hello, friend. Hello? Hello? Hmm. Okay, stop. Okay. Okay, fuck. Okay, hold on. We pause. Oh, wait a second. Hold on. Let me do a latch. Okay, all right.
Wait.
Okay. Train wreck! All right.
Schuit.
Okay, who's this again?
Hey, Michael Butler. This is Dick Schuit from the Netherlands. Who, you say? Dick Schuidget? What? No, it's Dick Schuit. Dick Schrout? No, Michael Butler, Dick Schuit. Schuit.
Schuit? Dick Schuit.
Okay, hang on, friend.
What do you do, Dick Schuit?
Dick Schuit.
Schuit.
Dick Schuit. No, Michael Butler, it's Dick Schuit.
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 Schuit. Schuit.
Okay, whatever. Let's just say that at the moment, pronouncing my name correctly is not priority number one. I need you to stay healthy, stay safe, and stay frosty.
All right. Thank you, Dick.
Bye.
Thank you to Dick
Schuit
for the $5. Back to the Paint the World on Fire. Let's see if I can get this back going. Thank you to John Tennis for the $5. Thank you to Brett Garski for the $5. Thank you to John Offenlock for the $5. Thank you to Richard Fusey for another $5. Thanks to Andrew Howe for the $5. Thanks to Kelly Mitchell for the $5. Thank you to Eric Lintz for the $5. Thank you to Michael Williams for the $5. Thanks to Deborah Dreyfus, if that's your real name, for the $2. Thank you to Richard Fusey for another $2. Thank you to Jason Wendleton for $2. Thanks to Robert Giglio, I think of Cream Circus, for the $2. Thank you to William Moffitt for the $2. And finally, thank you to Lassie Sattevedhagen for the $2. Thank you to everybody who donates to the Rock and Roll Geek Show in these desperate times. And the value for value, I hope you get some kind of value out of this train wreck. Your donations are a life saver, friends. Without your donations, this show would die horrible, putrid. 105 fever. Failing to breathe on a ventilator. In the intensive care unit. Kind of death. I take a sip of this fine Tecate to everybody out there who helped produce the Rock and Roll Geek Show. Ah! Kill it! Okay. Okay, I think I have an audio comment or two. Let me, I have to pull them up on here on the Dropbox, so bear with me, friends. Bear with me. Let's see. Mobile uploads. Let's look for the mobile uploads on the Dropbox. This is not the best way to do a show. I got to get myself a computer. All right. Okay, here we go. 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 Oh, I guess I got to turn it up here. Okay. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Okay. One more time. Here we go.
Hey, Michael Butler, Joe Pollack from Germantown, Wisconsin. How are you doing?
I'm having a tough time with this new setup in the studio. But other than that,
good to hear.
Great.
Always good to hear. Yes. I'm calling in regarding a show review from February the 12th, 2020, at Turner Hall in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Dirty Honey.
Back in the good old days when we could go to see a concert.
So I know they're a little...
Did you ever think in your entire life when you could go see a show that would be considered the good old days? Wow.
Some people like them, some people don't like them.
Dirty Honey. Yeah. I've heard a couple of songs. Can't say that I'm a fan. I applaud them for attempting to do Last Child, but it lacks the dragged through the mud sound of Aerosmith's version.
We had a really good time, so it was my daughter Annika and myself.
Yeah. Well, when you take your daughter to a show, it's always a great time, Joe Pollack. Believe me, I know. I took my daughter to many, many, many shows, and they were very special times for both of us, especially her.
Went down to catch the show at Turner Ballroom, a big open ballroom place, seating capacity or standing room capacity of about 900.
Hold on, I'm going to guess 400.
I was talking to the ticket folks, and they said about 455.
Wow, good guess, Butler.
500. Tickets have been sold, so it was perfect. Enough room to get around. It allowed us to get up a couple of rows from front and center, and we had a blast. $5 tall boys, so I thought that would certainly appeal to you, Michael.
Yes.
No need to sneak in any Tecate.
Right.
So,
tall
Tecates. That was good. Opening act was the Amazon, someone we'd listened to a little bit on the way down to the show, and their album was real. I think they're from Reading in the UK. Their album was real overproduced, in my opinion, but live they had some bite to them and were good. Probably wouldn't buy the music, but you know, the bass player wore his bass way too high. So
that's a deal breaker for me.
Kind of seals the deal for you. Yes. But anyway, on to the main act, Dirty Honey. And I don't know, man. It's fun to see.
Was the singer wearing a hat?
young rockers rocking. You know, they've got the EP out with six songs, so they played all six of those songs. They had another single out called Fire Away. They played that. They played a couple of new ones that they haven't released yet. Played a couple of covers, so they played Last Child from Aerosmith, and the video's out there, as well as some of Whole Lotta Love. And there was a bass solo, kind of an aside
really?
Here, there was a bass solo going into Whole Lotta Love, uh-huh. And there was a an older lady, I'm 50, so I probably would say she's about 55 in front uh-huh. of me videotaping the whole show on her phone.
Was it her mom?
On, which was kind of annoying, but I'm 6'5", so I'm taller than her and could see over it no problem. But apparently she was hitting another lady in the same age range in front of her with her phone during the show.
Okay. The and, fight ensued?
It was an
old... Oh, it would be nice to watch a couple old ladies fight at a Dirty Honey show.
Old lady fight
yeah.
in front of us. So pushing, don't
nice.
Touch me, you bitch.
Oh,
da, da,
I love
da, da.
It.
And then
I
a beer
it.
Was thrown. Doused
it.
My daughter and myself, but it was quite entertaining,
awesome.
To say the least.
That is
I can't say I've ever seen that. but anyway, back to Dirty Honey. You know, good time. The hat wearing by the lead singer, Mark LaBelle. Probably not everyone's taste. I don't know. I didn't hardly notice it. John Nato on guitar does a nice job. Justin Smolian on bass and Corey Coverstone on drums.
Oh,
so
good knowledge.
Really tight, real sparse stage set. I mean, they're just kind of making their way across the country in a Sprinter van. But
not anymore.
I don't know. It was fun. We had a blast. It was a great crowd. Everybody was into it. Super friendly. They jammed. They were tight. They were... I don't know. It was a good show. I look forward to hearing new music from them, seeing them again on a bigger stage. But the intimacy of the venue was great, and being a couple of rows in center stage was awesome. So definitely recommend it if anybody catches them. I know they're about to wrap up this leg of the tour, but they're heading out west. I think they're in St. Louis in a couple of nights.
Not but anymore.
Anyway, so definitely recommend it. On an aside, some friends of ours were there with they've got a son that's 12 that's a drummer. And he was right up on stage. And after the show, well, he got a set of sticks from Corey, the drummer. And then at the end of the show, they all came out and met him and were really cool, autographed some stuff for him.
Ooh,
so
nice.
I thought that was really cool of them. So anyway, Dirty Honey, hope to see him again. It was definitely worth the money and definitely recommend it. So. All right, Michael, that's all I got, brother.
All right.
Stay frosty.
Stay frosty. You too can leave a show review, friends. If there's ever another show, strange, strange, strange. As Johnny Carson says, wild, crazy stuff. All right. An email or from the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group, which I did not create, but I do approve people. Did I thank Adrian Boshon? Did he not stop donating? Did I forget to thank Adrian Boshon? Oh, maybe I didn't put his name down. Adrian Boshon, if I didn't put your... Oh, I did Adrian Boshon, yes. Thank you, Adrian Boshon, for... I think he might have created the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group. I know I didn't, but I do approve people. But from that Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group, by the way, you just got to answer two questions, and they're very simple questions. I denied a couple of people for not answering just in the past day, and since yesterday, I declined two people because they could not answer two simple questions. Question one: who is the host of the Rock and Roll Geek Show? You could have said Dave Slusher, and I would have approved you if you just answered the question. Pardon me, I burned my spine to Kate. Second question: what's your favorite album? You could have said Dirty Honey. I would have still let you in. So from the Facebook, Bill Berry. Okay, so the episode this last week I did two episodes. I did the Andy Chernoff. And I got a bunch of bad comments saying that the show sucked. So I did a follow-up show the next day. And I got a comment from Bill Berry. This episode both broke my heart and made me smile. Butler, or excuse me, Michael. Michael, you are a real artist. Best of health to you. I look forward to your next episode and the next and the next. And that was that really uplifted my spirit. So Bill Berry, thank you so much for that message. Everybody else, by the way, the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group has been going really, really, really active. And it makes me feel so good that everybody's locked in their house. So there's a lot of stuff going on in the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group. Lots. I think there's a brand new thread about what's your favorite album from Japan, and there's a lot of good comments. I just started looking at that thread. I don't post that much on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group, but I do read every single post, and they're always highly entertaining. So join that group, friends, if you want to. Just remember to answer those two questions, okay? Why don't we play another song? Hear that? That's a combination of Tourette's and... I think it's all Tourette's. At first, I thought it was the Corova. Man, I've been taking 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C since I've been here. I have been washing my hands about 100 times a day. I've been wiping them down with alcohol. My hands are dry as hell. I have been taking black elderberry syrup. I have been taking olive leaf extract, and I've been taking vitamin B12. I am a hypo-fucking-chondriac right now, man. I don't know where I was going with that. I forgot. I lost my train of thought. What was I going to say? I forgot. Totally lost my train of thought. Ah, fuck it. Let's play a song. This is a brand new Pretenders song. Let's see if I can pull it. Let me pull up to the sound banks here. I think this song is called The Buzz. The one thing about the Roadcaster, you cannot... See, you can add songs to the sound bank on Roadcast. You can put like 1, 2, 3, 4, 8. You can put about 32 sounds on the sound bank. And you have to if you can name them, but in order to do that, you have to transfer them through the Roadcaster app on your phone, or not on your phone, on your computer. But I am unable to use the Roadcaster app on the computer because this computer is so old it no longer works, or it says you cannot use the Roadcaster app with this old computer. You need to have a later operating system, and I don't have the internet connection to download the operating system, and I don't think the operating system would work on this computer anyway. So anyway, I had to record the songs from the phone onto the Roadcaster. So I think this is a new Pretenders song. I think it's called The Buzz as well. It's a name. If it's not The Buzz, it's called Sound One. Okay, here's brand new Pretenders.
Love, oh love, I can only prove you're real.
There you go. Brand new Pretenders. I like that. Chrissy Hynde. Okay, somebody on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group, which I did not create, but I do approve people, suggested since we can't, and I was looking for the thread on my phone, but it's hard to find. It's way down deep in the posts. But somebody suggested since we can't go to shows and do show reviews, why don't we post some shows in the past that we've been to, like from our youth when we were growing up or whatever, and send them to the Rock and Roll Geek Show, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. One person took this challenge and sent it to me, and this person's name, I think, is Steve Cohen. Let's
see. Michael Butler. This is Steve from just north of Boston.
Hey, Steve.
I'm calling in on an idea that I read on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook page, which you did not create, but you do approve.
Yes.
This was written by J.S. Skulls, and he asks us to write in concerts that we've seen in the past and give you ideas for a show, I think. So I skipped a step. How are you doing?
I am super great. Could not be better. Thank you for asking, Steve Cohen. A little touch of the corova, but other than that, I'm fine.
Oh, fantastic. Glad to hear it. And so am I. Surviving the corona apocalypse, or whatever we're going to call it now.
I'm going to open up my second Tecate while you're doing this, Steve Cohen. Let me break that one out of the Yeti koozie. By the way, speaking of the koozie, I'll talk about that later. I'll talk about that after this comment, as a matter of fact.
So as I navigate my device here, I am going to talk today about Black Sabbath in 1982.
Ooh.
The tour was the Mob Rules. I saw that.
Mob Rules, that was with Dio. Did I see that tour? I don't know if I think I saw that.
At the Dane County Coliseum in Madison, Wisconsin. I was a high school student just south of there, and some friends of mine and I went. I don't know, 1982 from now, dude, I don't remember too much about the show. I mean,
wow, thanks.
It was Black Sabbath, and I loved it. It was Dio Sabbath,
great.
My favorite.
I don't remember much, but it was good.
And was there an opening act? I don't know. Setlist FM doesn't tell me if there was an opening act.
Now, that's a great show, you friends.
Well, maybe there wasn't. What I do remember, I was super psyched because I got to see Black Sabbath. And, man, the lights went. First of all, they were way late. They were like, Not quite.
By the way, bands don't come on late anymore. They're on time.
Axl Rose was late, but they were late. And then the lights go out, and it took 10 minutes of fog on the stage and some eerie music going.
Oh, you know what? Or was that the Eternal Idol? Black Sabbath was well known for their Spinal Tap moments. I'm pretty sure all the Spinal Tap stuff was based on Black Sabbath.
before anybody ever came out. So they finally come out, and they come out playing Neon Nights. Great song, yes. Right out of the box.
Neon Nights!
Then they played NIB.
Okay.
Children of the Sea, I remember that one distinctly.
We're lost children of the sea.
Voodoo, Black Sabbath, War Pigs, drum solo. Maybe there was a drum solo. Who was even drumming? Was that Bill Ward?
That was probably Vinnie Appice.
Was that Vinnie Appice? I don't even know who was drumming on that tour. Iron Man. I remember Dio had some kind of an effect on his voice.
I am Iron Man.
He could sound like Ozzy did on the album at the beginning when he says, I am Iron Man. And then Heaven and Hell.
How's Heaven and Hell go? In the misty morning, I think.
One of my favorites.
And it goes on and on, heaven and hell.
Played The Sign of the Southern Cross, also a favorite of mine.
Sign of the Southern Cross.
Paranoid.
Finish with my woman.
And close with Children of the Grave. And that's the best that Setlist.fm can give me.
There you go.
If anybody else out there saw the Mob Rules tour, maybe you actually remember what was going on. I was...
By the way, I love this idea. Please keep these coming, friends. I love this. You might not like them. It may be boring to you, but I love hearing about old concerts.
I was too young to be wasted. It's too long ago.
How old were you?
For me to remember that much about it. I've seen a lot of other shows since then. But it was awesome to see Black Sabbath, and you know, Geezer Butler sat over there, stood over there in the corner banging his head the whole time.
Yes, I just posted on the Facebook because my friend Danny from Reality Check has been posting all these old photos and has been bringing back memories. He posted a picture of me and Geezer when Exodus toured with Black Sabbath, when Dio was the Dehumanizer tour, and I finally got the nerve to get my picture taken with Geezer, the last show of our tour, I think in Sacramento, California. Or second to the last show. And I got Christmas cards made and had them sent out with me and Geezer and said, Merry Christmas from the Butlers. And that is the picture to prove it. So just posted that on the Facebook group. Back to you, Steve Cohen.
And Tony Iommi was doing his thing. They weren't. I was an Iron Maiden Judas Priest guy at the time, and they were not like those guys in terms of stage show, except for Dio, who was an awesome showman.
Yeah.
But they were still an amazing show to see, and they're all masters at their instruments, and they ripped it up, and it was great. So that's my relatively brief remembrance of Black Sabbath Mob Rules Tour in 1982. Steve Cohen from Boston taking a sip of nothing at the middle of the afternoon. But
you're locked down. Drink them if you got them, Steve.
Have something for you later, and it'll be great.
All right.
Have a great time. Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Hope you're up at the Mountain House.
I am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, friends. You, too, can leave me a show review from your past. I think it's a great idea. You could do it, area code 706-621-ROCK, but I'd rather you just record it on your phone and email it to me, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. I need to burp up this fine Tecate so I can take... I'll wait for it. I'll take another sip of this Tecate. Still getting used to the feel of the studio. It's not the same as doing it from my home in San Francisco, but boy, the view's so much better. So when I am locked in my, I'm not really locked in the place up here. I'm walking around the woods and have not fished, but I've walked along the river. I think fishing is closed in the river now. When I've been inside, I've been watching a lot of Netflix and stuff, and I finally got around to watching that ZZ Top documentary, which is called the little band from Texas, I think. Anyway, so I'm watching it, and I highly recommend the documentary. I'm enjoying it quite a lot. I enjoyed it quite a lot. Every scene with Frank Beard, he is holding it's either a Yeti heart koozie or a Yeti knockoff koozie. Every scene, he's got one of these koozies that I'm drinking out of, and They never acknowledge it, but I sure noticed it. It goes, it takes you through, well, it kind of takes you through their whole history. It's done by the Banger Films, which is the people who did that heavy metal documentary, which was highly acclaimed. This is really well done. It's got animation in it, which seems like it's the same animation. It could be, is it Mike Judge animation? I don't know, but it's similar to that Tales from the Tour Bus kind of animation. Very entertaining. It intersperses with old clips of ZZ Top and them playing in some studio. They all have the same, Dusty Hill and Billy Gibbons both have stacks of Magnatone amps, and it's really good. They play, what do they play? They play Waiting for the Bus. I don't know what they play, but it's good. It's really good. And they show footage from the Worldwide Texas Tour, which was during Fandango. I went to that show at the Jacksonville Coliseum. They had livestock on stage. They had a couple of vultures. They had a steer. They had a buffalo. They had a rattlesnake. I remember going to that show at the Jacksonville Coliseum, and it was great. I was about probably maybe 15. I probably went with Mike Brown, my friend Mike Brown, who's no longer a donor to the Rock and Roll Geek Show, but still my friend. I recommend it. You've probably already seen it if you have Netflix, but if you're a ZZ Top fan, I highly recommend it. And Billy Gibbons, I don't need to tell you how much of a badass guitar player he is. So let's play a ZZ Top song in honor of that documentary. This is from the, let me pull it up here. This is from the last album, which is this, I don't know, this, what's the last album called? I don't remember, but this is a bonus track from the last album. This song is called Threshold of a Breakdown. Threshold of a Breakdown.
Not anything that you want to see, or anything you want to feel. But baby, I can tell you like I tell myself, this insanity's entirely real. I'm seeing sticks in the mud and veins with no blood, and the trouble not far behind. Voices in my head can't tell you what they said. I'm afraid of all the shit I might find. I'm on the threshold, and it's knocking me upside down. I'm on the threshold, a threshold of a breakdown. The gates of hell. Let me tell you, Jack, I'm about to dip and fall back. I ain't feeling so well. I'm on the threshold, and it's knocking me upside down. I'm on the threshold, a threshold of a breakdown. I'm on the threshold,
threshold of a breakdown. Threshold of a breakdown. Threshold of a breakdown.
There you go. The great Billy Gibbons is ZZ Top. By the way, Dusty Hill, bass player. Way underrated bass player. That guy's a badass, and he plays very simple, but he's solid as shit. But you don't need me to tell you that because you already knew it, friends. All right. I think I'm going to probably... Do I have anything else to talk about? Let me see here. Oh, somebody's... Regarding the Andy Sheerinoff, the comments are still coming down, by the way. From Chad Burns, "Hey, Michael, I had never heard of the Dictators before you, and now I really dig them, so thanks for that. You were just defending your friend Richard Manitoba, but I understand what he means about not wanting to play with him. I've been in bands for 30 years, and I know there are a few I don't want to ever play with again. I'm sure you being in a band... Being a band veteran yourself, have a few of those too. Stay super frosty. Chad, the rock and roll pyro burns." Yes, I totally understand. But after the stuff that I... Back and forth that I went with Andy Sheerinoff, I can see how he doesn't want to play with... Well, it's his prerogative not to play with anybody he doesn't want to play with. But... After the back and forth I went and edited, re-edited, and changed pictures and this and that, I'm still on Handsome Dick Manitoba's team. Sorry. Much respect to Andy Sheerinoff. I think the guy's a fantastic songwriter. Like I told him, him and Dee Dee Ramone, two best punk rock songwriters of all time, and I think that's a fact. But I think I would rather play in a band with Handsome Dick Manitoba. Myself, but that's just me. All right, friends, I think I'm gonna wrap this thing up because it's probably gonna take me It's gonna probably take me 2 hours to get this thing posted. So, and I'm about on the verge of another panic attack. Man, the panic. Mick Cripps is still texting. He texts doom and gloom constantly, and it's driving me fucking crazy. I've stopped watching the news the past couple of days, and it's really, really helped. Every morning I wake up, and I look at the death toll to see how much it's gone up, and it goes up probably about 200 a day in the United States. And that got me scared as shit. San Francisco has pretty much stayed the same in the last 2 days. I'm wondering if maybe they don't have any tests. I don't know. You don't need me to talk about the Corova because it's just going to make us all bummed out. So friends, remember, life is good. Enjoy what time you have left on this world because we could all be fucking dead of a walking dead illness any day now. So... be thankful for what you have. I know I am. And I'm very thankful that I have this podcast to do whenever I need to do it. And I'm very thankful I have friends that give positive feedback and negative feedback. If I do a shitty interview with Andy Sheerinoff, people will tell me it's a shitty interview. And I can take it, friends. So please keep the good and the bad comments coming because I love them all. And thank you, everybody who donates to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. And thank you, everybody who just... It's just a friend of mine and a friend of the Rock and Roll Geek Show. Please, everybody, be safe out there. Hopefully, we'll get through this bullshit and we can get back to life. And maybe everybody will reassess what's really important in their lives. I think I've already known what's important in my life, but I think this kind of brings it all back home. Somebody sent me this. I'm going to play one more song before we get out of here. Sorry if I got pussy on that last little chat I did, a little pussified, but Somebody sent me this, and I don't know who did, but thank you. Thank you to the person who did. This is the band, a band called The Wild. I think a couple of people sent me this, so I apologize for not saying who it is. It's just very difficult to find who did it on my phone while I'm doing this. But thank you to the person who did, because this album is way better than their last album. The last album was way more AC/DC ripoff, but this album seems to be growing a little bit into more finding their own sound direction. But I have not listened to the entire album completely. The album is called, what is the album called? Still Believe in Rock and Roll. I'm going to play you the first song in the album. Thank you. Before I do, by the way, the song is called Bad News. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a good life, and I hope you stick around for the next show. They can't all be winners, but I promise you they will all be honest and from my heart. And from my heart, I thank you once again, friends. This song is called Bad News from The Wild. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you next week. I'm going back to San Francisco, so I'll do a show from my studio, because there's going to be no dogs, no wife. The wife's staying up here for another week, so I'm going to be home. Brian will be upstairs in his half of the house. I'll be downstairs in my half of the house. I'll be cooking dinner. Going to work with a mask and gloves on. Hopefully I won't catch the corova. I'll be cooking dinner and then going back down to my studio. So what else am I going to do? Watch TV? Watch a little bit of free, supposedly Pornhub has free premium now for the month. I could do that. Or I could go downstairs and do a Rock and Roll Geek Show. And I think I'll choose doing a Rock and Roll Geek Show. All right, here's The Wild. Thank you for listening, friends. I will talk to you very soon. Is this The Wild? I don't know. Oh, well, I guess I better turn it up. Producer, you are really dropping the ball, friend. Thanks for listening, friends. I will talk to you soon.
To my road and I can't look back. And the night's getting long like my cigarette is. To a devil I can't cut loose. Ain't paid my rent, but I'm paying my dues. And I'm holding on to the roller coaster in my head, yeah. Till the feeling's gone, rolling on and on. Wow. I've got the cash on the desk, now I'm out on the run. I got the cops on my ass and I don't care. I put a comb from my pocket just to snag my hair. What's up? When I'm holding on to the roller coaster in my head, yeah. Till the feeling's gone, rolling on and on. It's a hell of a ride, let me tell you about the shape I'm in. I woke up on the side of the road, ain't no telling where I'd been. Now I'm down at the bottom, drowning in a bottle, and I'm still looking for more. There's no telling where it is. I'm
the Rock and Roll Geek Train Wreck.